Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What is the noise that drives you crazy? We have two news stories. Now, on these news stories, I don't think you're going to have a ton of sympathy for these people. Because they all kind of moved into the situation where that happened. So, well, I take it back. One, at least, they did. Two different news stories, two different parts of the country. Coincidence that they happened the same day. First, Steve, is it the woman that bought a house in Oregon? On a river?
Yes.
Now, she bought a house in Oregon, on a river. Beautiful setting.
I think
setting.
It's Oregon. I'm not positive.
It was. If it's the lady with the bridge, it's definitely Oregon.
Okay.
Beautiful setting. Looks out, you know, rolling hills or small mountains on the edge of the river. And in the distance, a bridge. And not just a typical interstate bridge, but a bigger one.
A very famous old bridge. It's like 100 years old
is it?
Or something.
That one is?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that makes sense because a few years ago, they did some updating. And now she says the noise drives her crazy.
Yeah, I didn't pull the whole news story, just a little bit of it.
Some days it's like, holy crap.
Florence resident Sarah Rogers has a lot to say when it comes to the unmistakable noise that echoes from the Siuslaw River Bridge. Rogers previously lived in an RV on the river's edge before buying her current home and says she has never had any noise issues.
You know, the property is quiet and private and... Anyway, it was a great choice for me to pick this. It was exactly what I was looking for.
Now, okay, so let me point out, they were interviewing her in her backyard with the bridge over her shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
She has a microphone on, which means if it can hear it, it can hear everything your ears can hear at the same level. So you could hear her voice well, but I couldn't hear any noise in the background. There's cars going over that bridge.
Those are pretty targeted, though. They won't pick up. They'll pick up like these. If I go over there, you can't hear it as well.
You're telling me you wouldn't be able to hear that noise? Because the reporters use those a lot of times, and it sounds like they're next to the generator every time.
Yeah.
This is what it sounds like driving over. It's got those grates that they have.
Humming,
that's the problem. Those are new.
But then again, this is in a car driving over the bridge.
Yes.
Now Roger's quiet home is directly in the area of a loud rumbling sound that's caused by the bridge.
It's always got your attention. You always hear it. It's always there to annoy me.
Now, if it's new, I get it. But at the same time, she's a long ways from that bridge.
Wakes you up in the middle of the night. I can't open my doors. I can't open my windows. And summer's coming again. And I'm not going to be able to tolerate it. Sometimes, even with the windows and
you
doors
can't hear it now.
I can hear it humming in the background.
Could you?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's that same...
It's that, you know, know the sound of when you're on a bridge that has metal grating on it. It's that, that loud hum.
Yeah.
And when you're over water like that...
It travels.
It travels. Sound travels far over water like that.
The windows and doors closed, it's louder than my television.
That would suck.
It used to be regular, like asphalt.
Yeah.
And then they replaced it recently with that metal grating because, you know, it will last longer. Understandable, it will. But also, yeah, it didn't used to make that noise. I'd be pissed too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'd be super mad.
The funny thing is they did a 2.5 or 3 minute story about this. And at the end they said, coming up tomorrow, we'll tell you what might be the cause of the noise. And I'm like, well, everybody knows the cause.
Wow, they're stretching that out over a couple of days.
Yeah. So that might be what annoyed me more than the lady. Now, this other one, they're also driven crazy by a noise. Their house is close to the Land O'Lakes factory.
Oh, did they just build it?
Didn't look like it.
Mm-mm.
Some people are calling it sound torture. Neighbors tell me one family even sold their house just to escape the constant humming and buzzing.
It has affected people that have moved into a new house. They can hear the humming. It's like a washing machine. Just constant.
Yeah. When Jane Gwynn moved into her home at the crossing at Golden Pond Development in Kent, the noise from nearby Land O'Lakes didn't bother her much. But last summer, something changed.
Oh, so they installed something new.
They installed grates that cars drive over.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
like. Those are the problem.
So you still feel like it's disrupting your peace?
Yes. Oh, it's annoying. I walk in, and now that I'm even more aware of it, and it's more constant, it's pervasive.
The noise doesn't really bother Gwen's husband, but there's a reason for that.
There are some advantages to having hearing loss. which I do, and I can only hear it sporadically.
That's funny. All right, so what's the noise that drives you crazy? I can minimize those noises because I don't live in either of those houses. So I don't care about the bridge, and I don't care about the Land O'Lakes factory.
From living in apartments, and specifically ground floor apartments,
mm-hmm.
when people park in front of your house, and some people like to sit in their cars and decompress for 10 or 20 minutes once they park, totally normal. But if you've got music going and I can hear the boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
boom, boom, boom,
I hate
boom,
that
boom,
too.
Boom.
Excellent job doing the noise because you know it was coming. I was going to say, you got to do the noise. That's this whole thing.
Like,
when
okay.
you can just hear the bass.
Yeah, be more considerate of those people who live on that main floor and can feel your bass vibrating in their living room. I experienced that a couple times. Hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that so much unless it's really, unless the bass is coming from a car that's just a piece of garbage. So everything rattles.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing to just have good, clean bass where it's like.
Like when we stayed at that hotel across from the Tech N9ne concert.
Oh,
yes.
That was the worst.
But when you hear.
God.
When you can hear the fenders flapping because they're so rusty or hearing things. Yeah. Hearing things falling out from underneath the car. That's when it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's really
bad.
I hate the. When a car's brakes are so bad that it just constantly squeals.
Okay.
So it's like,
yeah. Or the person who has a slipping fan belt.
Yeah.
And
come on, man. Just fix it.
Start the car.
I'll give you the noise I hate. Drives me crazy. And everyone hates this. No one's like, oh, I like that noise. It's this. And it happened last night with my son Hayden when he was eating an ice cream bar out of the freezer. That I said, Hayden, that might be a little old. And he said, it's fine. Then he came up behind me and said, this isn't that chewy.
Oh, like people who talk real mouthy. And
mm-hmm. and I said, you cannot look over my shoulder at my phone right now because that eating is a bad sound.
It's a terrible sound.
It's the worst. The worst. Maitland, do you have a noise that drives you crazy?
The chewing sounds,
yeah.
eating noises.
What does it sound like?
Even if you, I'm not doing
you have to do the impression.
You have to, yeah, I don't know.
Or even when you're chewing with your mouth closed and you can, I can still hear everything sloshing around in there and it's like... But inside.
Have you ever heard Hot Wings? He claims he eats with his mouth closed and has thin cheeks. But man, he is a smacker.
Me and Hot Wings, we both have acoustic mouths.
I was going to say, because Kelly said the same thing, so she understands. You can chew with your mouth shut, and sometimes it's just your head makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't help it. I'm like, I can't do anything more than keep my lips shut. Like, you know, I mean, or I could eat soup, I guess,
mm-hmm.
with a straw.
I will say, I don't mind hearing Kelly eat blueberries. I don't know why. When you bring them in, they sound like the crunchiest, plumpest blueberries. And
but
like,
when she eats everything else,
I'm
she
like,
drives
girl,
you crazy.
I want to try some of those blueberries.
I told you, acoustic mouth. People love it.
That's very specific and
strange. It's like a band shell.
Likes it. The other noise that is, I mean, it will cripple me is the sound of like, thinking about it makes me shiver, of a fork or a knife driving up against a plate.
Oh,
don't
that's,
love it.
That's brutal. That
what's
is
it sound like?
Brutal.
I can't.
You have to.
You have to. Yeah, I don't know.
This whole, you go. This whole segment is you have to be able to do the impression of the noise that you hate.
Yeah.
Seth joins us. Seth, what's the noise you hate and what does it sound like?
Yeah, so the absolute worst noise in existence is when you're driving and you have, like, I don't know, groceries or just, like, a water bottle rolling around in the floorboard of your car, like, in the, especially, like, in the back seat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop it. So it's just sitting there and it's like, or it's like.
Uh-huh.
That sound effect was perfect, though.
It was. Yeah. Have you ever had that, Seth, and you know what it is, and it's something you don't really want rolling around. You just didn't pack it carefully enough, maybe, in, like, if you have an SUV way in the back.
Yeah, it's a can of
like,
soup.
I know. I know every time it rolls, it's getting ruined a little bit. That's when it really makes
or
me bonkers.
Denting something.
Yes.
Like, it's scratching up my interior.
Uh-huh.
Seth, thank you.
How about the sound when you have something stuck on the bottom of your car, that, like, that's going down the street and you're like, is that a branch?
Like you picked up a stick somewhere. Yeah.
What's Dang under it. There? Yeah. Is it about to wrap around my drive shaft? What is that?
Or when like loose change is going around your car and it's just like this.
Or any new rattle.
That's the noise that I hate is if I've got, you know, like a few bits of change in there and or I move something and I can hear it rattling. I hate that. Rattle.
Yeah. I have, that's why I keep almost nothing in my car. Like if you go in and you open up the center console of the glove compartment, there's basically nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Center console, I just have the registration and insurance in the little sleeve thing, but that's it.
I've never been more angry than when there's two quarters in like a side pocket of my car.
Yeah.
And then rattling noise happens and then I finally find them and I'm like, screw you. You really messed with me that whole 10-minute drive and I couldn't find you anywhere and your two quarters in the back seat.
Yeah.
Side door.
That's why I keep exactly 26 cents in my car. And one of the quarter is for Aldi because you have to pay for the, it's my Aldi quarter to pay for the cart. Because you have to put in a 25 cent deposit, you get it back. And then I have a penny in there for the local grocery store has the little horse like that my daughter wants to ride every single time we're there.
So if you use one, you have to replace it.
It costs a penny. So yeah, I always have a penny in there. But I keep them in the center console, but on opposite sides so they can't clang into each other.
Yeah. I have probably quite a bit of change, but if it starts to rattle, I have to move it immediately. I have to.
No, we should
can't stand
change.
Anything rattling. Or even if you've got like in the back seat, the seat belt's loose or something, and it's just flapping in the wind. Oh. I go, but I will pull over and fix it.
That is the worst part about having kid seats in the back seat.
Oh, yeah, because it just happens like all the time.
Yeah.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.